Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 23, the verses 12 to 22. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 23, the verses 12 to 22. The next morning, some Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. More than 40 men were involved in this plot. They went to the chief priests and the elders and said, "We have taken a solemn oath not to eat anything until we have killed Paul. Now then, you and the Sanhedrin petition the commander to bring him before you on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about his case. We are ready to kill him before he gets here." But when the son of Paul's sister heard of this plot, he went into the barracks and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the commander. He has something to tell him." So he took him to the commander. The centurion said, "Paul, the prisoner, sent for me and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you." The commander took the young man by the hand, drew him aside and asked, "What is it you want to tell me?" He said, "Some Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul before the Sanhedrin tomorrow on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about him. Don't give in to them, because more than 40 of them are waiting in ambush for him. They have taken an oath not to eat or drink until they have killed him. They are ready now, waiting for your consent to their request." The commander dismissed the young man with this warning, "Don't tell anyone that you have reported this to me." My theme for reflection is no such thing as coincidence. No such thing as coincidence. A friend of mine once missed his flight. Frustrated and annoyed, he scrambled to rebook, convinced that the delay had ruined his carefully planned schedule. Hours later, he found himself sitting next to a stranger on the next available flight, someone going through a deep personal crisis in desperate need of encouragement. By the end of their conversation, my friend realized something. What had seemed like an inconvenience was a divine appointment. In Acts 23:12-22, Paul is in a dangerous situation. 40 men have taken a vow not to eat or drink until they have killed him. Their plan is meticulous, deceptive, ruthless, and fueled by hatred. But what they don't know is that God is already at work behind the scenes. Just at the right time, Paul's nephew overhears their plot. Just at the right time, he gains access to Paul. Just at the right time, a Roman officer takes him seriously and ensures that Paul is protected. If we read this passage with earthly eyes, it looks like a series of lucky coincidences. But in the kingdom of God, there is no such thing as coincidence, only providence. Paul's enemies believed they were in control, but God was orchestrating every detail. How often do we fail to see God's hand in our own lives? We call things chance, luck, or accident, not realizing that every moment, every delay, every unexpected encounter, every closed door is part of God's grand design. We are quick to ask, "Where is God?" when things seem uncertain, but this passage reminds us that even when he is not mentioned, he is present. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "We must be ready to allow ourselves to be interrupted by God." Paul had been told the previous night by Jesus himself, "Take courage, For as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome. In other words, God had already determined that Paul's story was not ending in Jerusalem. The plot against him would fail, not because Paul was clever, but because God was faithful. This should give us great comfort. The next time life takes an unexpected turn, instead of asking why is this happening, we should ask, what might God be doing? He is always working, even when we cannot see it. Lent is a season of trust. It is a time to surrender our need to control everything and instead recognize that our lives are in the hands of a sovereign, loving God. Even when we feel trapped, even when enemies seem to surround us, even when we don't understand what's happening, we can be sure of this. God is not absent. He's writing a story far greater than we can imagine. There are no coincidences, only grace. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, can you recall a moment in your life that felt like coincidence, but in hindsight was clearly God's providence? Number two, how can you grow in trusting that God is always working even when you don't see it? And now our practical exercise for today. Think of a recent disappointment or inconvenience in your life. Instead of dwelling on the frustration, spend a few moments in prayer, asking God to help you see how He might be using it for your good and His glory. Lord, forgive me for the times I failed to see your hand in my life. Teach me to trust that nothing happens by accident and that you are always at work even in the smallest details. Help me to embrace your divine interruptions and to walk in faith, knowing that your plans are always greater than mine. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and evermore. Amen.